Close your eyes. Go on, just for a moment. I know you don't want to, but it's just a moment. I promise. There. Darkness, yes? At first, all is darkness. But within moments, yes, mere moments, that all-consuming abyss begins to splinter, to spread out into so many different shades of colour and light. So delicious. You can taste them. Look there. The sea salt azure of a summer day's sky dances across the backs of your eyelids. And there, the sugar plum sweet pink of a blush on a young girl's cheek as she laughs, running across a field pierced with yellow flowers shining brighter than the sun. That's what I see. Well, what I saw. I saw the world in 100,000 shades, every shadow made up of hidden shafts of violet, indigo, amethyst, lilac, and mauve. And I can taste every single one, each shade sparking delight on my tongue. An echo of a memory from a time that came before. Because now all I see are the pictures in my mind. The paintings I created, the portraits, miniatures, the endless faces that I sketched and shaded into life. They are just memories now. My eyes cannot see them anymore. Cannot see anything. Cannot see my reflection in the mirror. Cannot see my hand before my face. I cannot see you. And, of course, so many years part us. You cannot see me. But a true artist can always feel. A true artist can forever sense the scope of the world. Of a person, from a scent that crosses the air, or a sweet taste that passes their lips. I paint pictures inside my mind now, like you might paint a picture of me, I hope. Annie Dixon of 40 East Street, Horncastle. Portrait artist, favourite of Queen Victoria herself. A daughter, a sister, a Lincolnshire lass whose work was exhibited at the Royal Academy. And now, at the grand old age of 81, in the year of our Lord, 1898, I am an old woman whose sight has long since left her. But the pictures in my mind remain. Hold them close, the pictures you see, the way you see the world, the colours that bring it to life. They are yours, unique. We are all artists, and those colours, they are your tools. Use them to bring the world alight, to make those pictures come alive.
That was Pictures in My Mind, written and performed by Laura Turner, with music by Tom Rackham. This piece is a part of Audio Tales, a project commissioned by Magna Vitae and supported using public funding by the National Lottery through Arts Council England. Thank you very much for listening, and if you enjoyed this piece, we encourage you to seek out and engage with the others.